Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 206 block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution. Because of what happened clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism does matter and is overrated, we're running out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit and run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip hop.
That is hip hop. And this is, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets, which is, of course, chapter 2, verse 27 of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What is man? Well, simply put, that man stands for music, activism, and news. For all the listeners that I'm looking at online, I appreciate you very much. And for those who wish to call in, you can use that number, 646-478-0944. That is 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number one, you can always press one to speak. But remember something, we're worldwide, so the lines are so full at Blog Talk, sometimes they may give a false reading. So if you just want to listen to the show, that's all right. If I come to you, call out the area code, your first three digits put you out there, and you say, hey, wait a minute, I don't want to talk, and you decide not to talk, don't feel upset. Just hold the line. I'll put you back on hold so you can listen by phone. We appreciate that as well. I want to give you all out there time enough to get everything in order. Since you get info on this show, please feel free to have pen, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for all the info that you will receive this evening. Disclaimer number two, you just might hear something you don't like, but don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise you I will listen. And I'm going to, since I always get the chance to do this, sometimes more than others, going from number 10 to our top song from last week to this week so far, our top 10 list, number 10 spot, Instrumentals by Emacs, The Image from Varsity Music, number 9, D Gambit, Life Innovations on D Gambit, number 8, Good Times from Beat Effect, number 7, Michael Jackson from Sacrifice is Necessary, ENT, that's Sin, ENT. And then, of course, number 6, Karma Delane. Definitely, you might want a Facebook page and look up Karma Delane, because right now she's got a major show coming up. It'll be her last one in Ohio for a little while, which will be happening on September the 8th, 6 p.m. at the House of Blues. House of Blues, Karma Delane. A&R's, quite a few others will be at that show. So I hear she's bringing some firepower. So it's always nice that her music is being played here. Number 5 spot, whatever, HTS Music and 1008 Vision. Number 4, 137 Swish Fam Remix from Where's the Beef, the sequel. Number 3, Black House Sounds. Number 2, that Blame Boogie from HJS Music and Michael Jackson. I know y'all are asking, how did that happen? We might be able to play that for you in a little while. And the number 1 song so far, that Donna Says from HJS Music. So now we're getting ready to have some fun, because now that I got some of those things out of the way before we get into some topics and some music and all of that, I'm looking at this 216-205 phone number that we'll come to shortly, and right after that, we'll go to that 216-288 phone number. So 216-205, you're on live. What's going on with you this fine evening?
What's going on, Sheriff? It's Harold. I wanted to call in and check up with you and say I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, I appreciate that. Tell me some good things. What's going on out there?
Oh, well, the streets are quiet and peaceful on Superior Avenue anyway, so that's a good thing. I wanted to thank everybody for coming out Saturday. We had a good time, and let them know, you know, next Saturday, I believe it is, we're going to be having the hip-hop workshop down at CSU, so we want to see everybody and continue to support you.
Oh, man, we appreciate that very much. We really do. Anything else you'd like to add?
Hey, well, I'm just letting you know I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I appreciate everybody to do that and make sure we show some support for the hip-hop workshop. So I'm going to make sure I have some donations and stuff together, some free giveaways for the people that come out, and I definitely want to request that Blame Boogie.
Then I'll promise you I'll get that on for you, and I appreciate you. If you just hold that line, we'll do that for you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Of course, and I'm giving that other person, and of course, that 216-288 phone number to get things together, that 216-288 phone number. That gives you time enough, you know, when I come through and call that number, if there's something you'd like to chime in and say, we'll appreciate it. But you know, that past event, I would love, love, love to thank all those who came out to that HJS Music and Real Life Records presented Hip Hop Still Lives in Cleveland, that happened at the Black on Black Crime headquarters. And, of course, people who showed up while HJS Music was doing a sound, you had DJ Mike Sees, EC mayoral candidate Dr. Joy Jordan, school board candidate, Juan Wiley and Tiffany Fisher. You had the EC candidate for Ward 3, Ernest L. Smith, showed up, EC councilman at large, Nate Martin, and Civil Corps cleaned up the entire area from Wymore all the way back through Euclid, heading back towards Page. That was beautiful to see that. And as far as performances went, you had 1008 Vision, Black House Sound, Solo Poet, HJS, myself, Ignatius, and, of course, people who were also there was DJ Dollar Rock was also there. And, you know, getting a chance to work on that grill. Civil Corps had their large grill out. I had a grill on the side. Man, I've still got that charcoal in my lungs, too, but the food was worth it. So with that being said, I'm going to go to that 216-288. You're on live. 216-288. Is there anything you'd like to say this evening? 288? Is that anybody
Hello?
That we know out? Okay. Yes, you're on live. Al Porter, man in the streets. What's going on out there?
Everything seems to be going along well. And I just discovered who the 288 is. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work. And I'm just letting you know I'm out here listening.
All right. Thank you so much for that. As a matter of fact, since she just discovered who that 288 phone number is, we're going to send this request out and we'll be right back as we discover some people not to blame on that blame boogie.
So you want to blame me?
Leroy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave, ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street.
Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. I reach it ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, same more Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Terry. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Swab Guy.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice at Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
And you better not blame my mama. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know out there that if you are still definitely listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News, the number you can feel free to call in on is, of course, 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. I want to definitely give a much respect to the Edge Hill Community Church picnic that was held yesterday course, Hip Hop Workshop, DJ Dollar Rock and family made it through for that one. It was a beautiful affair that was held at, of course, the Metro Parks in Cleveland, you know, out there, Highland Park. And it was just a beautiful time. Much food, as well as ice cream, all that good stuff was provided. So, you know, I was like at home right there. And got to send much love out to Pastor Dave, who has always said for me to make sure to invite, you know, people that I know to come through, be a part of it and all of that. We had a nice turnout last year from those who came through, another nice turnout this year. So it's always beautiful. And, of course, Pastor Dave was one of the ones who did an invocation and, of course, the Black on Black Crime, of course, fundraiser banquet a couple of years back. And I also want to take the time, see, now you need some more information. I'm going to do that for you, let you know that right now, if you want to get heard, if you want to see what else is going on, get yourself more promotions, which should be like the name of the game. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Type in Bored and Restless Radio. They have so much going on as far as topics, poetry, music, and all of that. But you got to come nice. So that's Bored and Restless Radio. Or another one, D-Gambit Radio. D-Gambit Radio, or, of course, Corrupt Radio. See, that's like some information right there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you all a few other things real quick before we go to a debut track and let you know that if you wish to use that number of 646-478-0944, you can also use that number for Hood Talk Radio. That's Hood Talk 2, Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. National politics broke down to a local level. And then, of course, it's Hood Tunes Radio, which is on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. That's Music Business 101. And, of course, hooking regional artists up with nationwide artists. That is so important if you claim that you want to be doing something out here. And I'm saying either you're claiming or you're doing. I also want to look at something that just happened, of course, a past event, and let people know that, of course, the Cash Mob Special, Cleveland mayoral candidate Ken Lancey, organized cash mobs to descend on citizens' business districts. Last week, the Hip Hop Workshop, DJ Dollar Rock from the Hip Hop Workshop, as well as family members of 137 Shots Travesty, GMS Hood Famous TV staff, Big Stone the Butcher, Osage, Black House Sounds, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, even Mama Porter was on Larchmere as we were giving money to spend it in the business district. So, you know, the car doors were open. That's right, Ken Lancey souped up his ride, had his car doors swinging open, playing a track that we'll debut next week and have to talk more about that was done by HJS Music. And almost 100 people ended up with money to spend in the business district. All you had to do was just head down there when you hear about the cash mobs. And, of course, if you are wondering about what I might be talking about and all of that, you know, so many people say things that aren't true, just feel free to check out the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr., and you can always type in Alfred Porter Jr., and the profile picture is a sheriff's hat with the name the sheriff. So it's kind of like hard to miss, and you can look and see if what I'm talking about is the absolute truth. And an event that's coming up before I debut this track from an artist with one of the most interesting names of all times, this coming Wednesday, Ernest L. Smith, the People's Birthday Cookout, Wednesday at 5 p.m. at 14660 Euclid and Lee. Euclid Avenue and Lee Avenue, where Euclid Ave and Lee Road meet. It's the meet and greet for East Cleveland's Ward 3 City Council candidate, Ernest L. Smith, from Oppressed People's Nation. There will be a live DJ by the name of Emax the Image from Varsity Music. You know, with free food and school supplies. please stay afterwards, because that'll be like from 5 to 7 p.m., and you can stay afterwards for the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting that happens every Wednesday, where issues will be discussed and the film I Am EC will be shown. So there you go. You say we don't do enough, but we do our very best. And this next track, I like these kind of quick songs. When somebody gets in, says a lot, and leaves. The name of the record is Hometown. It's by an artist that I've met through B Swish and Swish Fam, of course. The name of the artist is Connie Sun. And when asked about his name, Connie Sun, he said, yeah, my mom's name is Connie, and I shine like the sun and give her credit. So this is Connie Sun was home.
I don't want to bring war. I don't want to bring war. Because I'd rather make peace. Because I'd rather make peace. Because that peace only comes. Peace only comes. When the shot, you release that. Shot, you release that. And it's hard to survive. It's hard to survive. In the belly of the beast, but I march. March. Rep, rep, step, step. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Look, this here my hometown. I run this bitch 10 toes down. Real niggas grit grind nose down. Catch a nigga stacking up a whole pound. A kid that murder rate never calming down. Fiends, a lot of niggas slowing down. Know what that means when the bitch is around. Snitch nigga told on the whole town. But don't let one nigga fuck up the city. A lot of niggas really wanna fuck with the city, but nobody ever really fuck with the city. Cause a lot of niggas fucking up the trust in the city. The bitches setting niggas up, get a nigga stuck. Innocent bastards at bars get struck by shots from security guards. If you feel me, nod. If you don't, then I don't give a fuck. But I love the land. My city ain't sweet when it come to fans. If you was from here, you would understand. A lot of these niggas ain't honest men. Now every street nigga ain't a rapper. Every rapper ain't a street nigga. If he can't eat with you, he gon' beef with you. If he want 23, she'll sleep with you. One time for my niggas drinking cheap liquor, I'ma hold it down. I'm on the rap reel to control the sound. Right out the backfield, now I'm touching down. You know that back end when I roll around, the shit over now. The flow colder now, you know I'm known to clown. On every track I'm round until I hold the crown. Bitch, I'm gon' pound. Every song I'm on, I bet motherfuckers feel this from my. I don't wanna bring war. Cause I'd rather make peace. Cause I'd rather make peace. But that peace only comes. When the shot you release, look. Shot you release. And it's hard to survive. Hard to survive. In the belly of the beast, but I'm marching. Rap, rap, step, step. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wow. And of course, that was. Of course, Connie's son. I happen to be Hattie's son. Shout out to Hattie and all of this. The greatest secretary in the world. Person who I always have to say, I thank the creator for allowing me to do what I do. And I have to thank, of course, Mama Porter for knocking some sense into me so I could receive that knowledge and sticking by me. Before we go off into the subjects or anything like that, I see a 216-326 that I'll be coming to very shortly, that 216-326 number, but since we're like giving out information and talking about things and everything else before we even get to another topic, I would just like to say two things. If you choose to, you can check out Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m., voiceofradio.com. That's Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m., voiceofradio.com. That 216-694-8910 phone number, just something for that afternoon drive. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio News. I mean, the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which features news and all kind of other things, but you never know what the topic is or who the guest of that week might be. And then when it comes down to news, Sunday, NewsTalkCleveland.com, a show that I'm blessed to still be producing. It's the Art McCoy University Radio Show from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and of course, the number down there is like 216-578-1490. You never know what might happen when you call into that show, what the topics might be, because the professor of the Art McCoy University of Common Sense always has something that he's teaching. I'm coming to that 216-326 phone number, 216-326. What's going on this fine evening?
Yes, good evening. This is Lon Amy, and, you know, I was just calling in because I was just interested in, you know, I want to know what the topic is going to be this evening.
Well, right now we had a couple of different topics, but I'm going to sit back and ask you what's on your mind.
Oh, what's on my mind this evening is you know, I do outreach. I support Black on Black. I love you guys. I think you're an awesome organization. I do outreach. I do the free cell phones throughout the city.
Okay.
And I wanted to touch base on and bring awareness to the sexual harassment that goes on in a lot of these shelters with the staff. And I think a lot of people are unfamiliar with that. They're not aware of what's going on in there. A lot of the staff members there, they're actual sexual offenders, and they're overseeing women and children at these shelters.
That is a deep statement right there that has just been made, because I did not realize, didn't know, and hadn't heard about that. So since you're bringing that to the table, one thing that we love to do is not only deal with certain things and issues or topics, but what do you feel we could do to deal with that?
Well, I think, again, awareness needs to be put out there, and because most people don't know that. Most of the women and children, and even the men, they're victims already because of their circumstances. And when they go to those places, they are trusting the staff, not knowing that the staff may victimize them as well, because
right. That's
not brought to the forefront. They don't let these people know that a lot of these people there are sexual predators, have been to prison for kidnapping and raping. They don't bring that up. And a lot of people don't know that. So I wanted to put that out there. And I mean, it's deep. It's very deep. See, when you go in these places, you're afraid of, a lot of people are afraid of the residents. But you really should be more afraid of the staff.
Then I'm going to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for sharing that. That's something that I appreciate you for doing, because I will continue to put that out there as well. I definitely invite you to come through and speak about that at a Black on Black crime meeting. We meet every Wednesday, at 7:15 p.m. at 14660 intersection of Lee Road and Euclid.
Yeah, I know where you guys are. You know me, Brother
right.
Porter.
Yes,
you
I
know.
Do, but the reason that I'm putting that out is because it's still World Wide Web. And I want to definitely re-invite you and at least start getting that information out there to other people, because I would definitely like to see some of our members work with you and alongside you to getting that out there so it can be dealt with. Because right now we're talking so much about violence towards women and violence towards people in general, and we have to deal with that. You brought up something that preying on people who may be in an unfortunate predicament or environment in their life, and it's just being complicated. I appreciate you for that.
For sure. I appreciate you allowing me to speak.
No
and
problem.
I will definitely be up there Wednesday, because I do want to share light on this.
Thank you again. Please feel free to keep holding the line. We will be talking about a couple of other things this evening, but I thank you again very much.
Oh, for sure. Thanks.
No problem. That is the one thing I want to say before I go into another topic and play something. I just want to say that it's a lot when you get out there and you talk about certain things, but sometimes it's the follow-through that is so, so, so very important that you have to follow through on certain things. So by her putting that out there in the universe, even the producer of this show, Brother Emax, he had to take a back spin and look at that one, because this is something that, you know, we are blessed to be in positions to work these things out. So it doesn't have to happen. As a matter of fact, before I get into the next track, this is like the fastest hour, it seems to me, during the week. So I just want to throw out there real quick, Prohibition, the U.S. ban on the sale of alcohol from 1919 to 1933, including production and transportation. Now, two Fridays ago, Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty closed the last Cuyahoga County gambling spot, the Cyber Depot on Shaw Avenue in Cleveland. McGinty's task force seized machines, and though no charges are filed, they could face future gambling and money laundering charges. Now, I'm not getting on the going gamble idea since I can't afford it, but the horseshoe was fined thousands, and nobody sees their machines or close their doors. Now, I dealt with that topic on this show, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, early this year, which can still be found on my Facebook page, stuff like that. And this would be prohibition, but the thing to remember is Dan Gilbert's lobbyist went to Columbus representing the Horseshoe Casinos and worked alongside assistant prosecutors. So apparently, the way I'm looking at it, gambling's a sin if it's not at the Horseshoe. Just something to think about as I decide to put on something to just listen to. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that 646-478-0944 phone number. Be right back after this.
How you doing? My name is Donna Walker Brown. I'm running for Ward 10 Councilwoman. September 10th, 2013 is the primary, and that's when I need the constituents to put their trust and faith in me. Why should you trust me? Because I believe in listening to the people. I'm a people's person. I'm actually the people's candidate. I believe that the Ward 10 has a uniqueness about it. And what's unique about it is the fact that it's new now. There's a new redistricting. So what I would like to bring to the table is I'd like the abandoned houses to either board them up or let's, if we're not going to board them up, let's make it where people can, veterans can come and live in these houses. Let's fill up the potholes that are in Ward 10. Let's stop it where people are tearing their cars up because potholes, we're just plagued with them through our side streets and our main streets. Let's make it safe for the people to be able to go out and sit on their porch. Let's make it where our elderly people, they begin to say, hey, I love my home that I bought over 20, 30 years ago. Let's make it where the youth, they have outlets, activities, where violence is at the very back of their list priority as far as committing a violence, a crime. Let's put it where our young people, they have activities. Let's bring some jobs, some economical development to Ward 10. Right now we have a lakefront view that is possibly one of the best in the nation. So let's use that lakefront view. Since we have a lot of development going on downtown, there's no parking downtown. So Ward 10 actually has areas where we could use water taxis and transport people downtown. You wouldn't have to worry about that. Also, let's focus in on people who come to Ward 10, visit Ward 10, people who have left Ward 10. The bottom of the line, let's try to put a candidate in office that can bring people back. Population has been going down in Ward 10, and that's a problem. That's how with every 4 years we have to go from 21 to 19 to 17 council people. Let's increase the population in Ward 10, and it starts by making anyone who comes to Ward 10, be it for a community meeting or you're just driving through, we have to welcome you. I want to be the type of council person that, no, I wouldn't snatch a mic from you. What I would do is I would encourage you to come to Ward 10's meeting just to find out what we're doing, because we are the next generation far as Ward 10, and what are we going to leave you with? Something that lasts, that possibly makes you want to come to Ward 10 to live. The bottom of the line, you have to trust someone, and I would like for you to trust me on September 10th and put me in office. I'm a single mom. I can relate to the people in Ward 10 because I grew up in Ward 10. I graduated from Collinwood. I'm actually a product of Ward 10. I'm the only candidate on the ballot that lives in Ward 10. I don't have to move to 10 because I live in 10. And I think that's a big something right there that you should think about when you're making your decision to vote for a candidate. I want you to be able to call me up at any time and let me know what's going on. You're my eyes and my ears. I can't do it alone. I have to do it with the people. Also, you can contact me, Donna Walker Brown, at 216-712-0362, or you can go on YouTube, www.youtube.com/CMSDBlues1, and get in contact with me. Look at some of the things that I've done. Once again, elect Donna Walker Brown.
As a matter of fact, I want to take the time. This hour is going by so fast. For those on the line, we appreciate you. For those looking online and listening online, we appreciate you. Feel free to dial in at 646-478-0944 phone number as we talk about casino tax money. Yes, I know Dan Gilbert. If anybody out there is listening, like I say, it's a disclaimer. If there's something that you don't like, you can always feel free to tune into the 646-478-0944 phone number. I don't mind talking to you. And I just want to get into the casino tax money that's being slowly spent by Cleveland City Council, as only 7 of 19 council members have used their share of money from the Horseshoe Casino in Cleveland. Each council member can draw about $70,000 to spend on city projects of their choosing. Requests are made in writing, reviewed by the city's law department, and must be approved by council through separate legislation. Council has spent a total of, $186,000, much of it on surveillance cameras, in 3 neighborhoods. Eugene Miller, $48,000, Ward 10. T.J. Dow, Ward 7. That's like the Huff area, $33,000 on cameras. Matt Zone, Ward 15. West Side, $40,000 on cameras. Ward 6, Mamie Mitchell, $50,000 converting the former St. Luke's Medical Center into apartments and offices. Council received $1.3 million tax revenue. Now, the money controlled by the Jackson administration is being spent on the added cost of policing the area around the downtown casino, roads and economic development projects. Now, other big boys who've done something, at least some of the money, you can say at least, Zach Reed, Simperman, Johnson, they did spend some of the money. Now, my thing on this is, real quick and to the point, not beating around the bush, a lot of these red light cameras, which are becoming speed traps, that's a main part of it. But we have to look at some other ways to spend money to help out our area, because as of right now, if you look at news and facts, see, I'm not concerned about being sued, because when you use facts, it would be like a welcome addition if they sued me and was proven wrong because they'd owe me money. So that's just a little lesson. Don't speak if you don't have some facts to back you up. And surveillance cameras are definitely not a deterrent to crime. And if you want proof, Sherelle DeTerry, who was missing, became missing around the East 146 St. Clair Avenue. When you had surveillance cameras, one wasn't working, but the other one that was right on 147th did not help at all. Last week you had a couple of shootings and several fights between 140th and 152nd in St. Clair. Nobody caught on that one. 2 Wednesdays ago, 1070 East 152nd Street, John, and this is important, John Rager, 47 years old, was severely and savagely beaten and almost murdered as he walked home from work. Fortunately, at 1 a.m., a good Samaritan stopped, called the police, and yelled at the men, and they fled on foot. Now, the thing that I find is very important, he was in, of course, Metro Health Hospital, 7th floor, bed 1 of room 142. Fortunately, he's been released to go to another metro area where it's, of course, the former Deacon Hospital off of West 25th. How do I know? Because on behalf of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, I went down to visit him, take him a card, leave something, you know, for the family from our organization. It was a rough sight to behold. It was rough to take in. And what he asked was, why? Why? That was his only question. To see that man not being able to walk or anything like that, but he's very blessed to be alive. So the reason I put that out there is got to be a lot more besides surveillance cameras. A lot of work from blight to tearing down houses to even rehabbing. Certain things that can be done for crime prevention, and that's where the money's being spent. I just wanted to put that out there because we need to take a look at what's going on around us. And I also want to let you know about the fact that, of course, tomorrow evening, 5 p.m., 1070 East 152nd Street, 1070 East 152nd Street, we plan on being out there on that site with Pastor Medina from the West Side, who has a major event coming up a week from this Thursday, of course. One of the reasons we plan on being out there is to basically let people know we know somebody knows something. Come on and let it be known. Of course, it was when Polensic, who's the council person of his area and his ward, through redistricting, which is becoming a new Ward 8, of course, Councilman Polensic, he offered a reward as well. So it's just one of those things that we have to continue to look out for each other, hold people accountable, that type of thing. We have a new track, Hoodfellas Incorporated. No heart, no feelings. I'm going to put that track, see what they're about. They were, of course, the Where's the Beef, the sequel. They were at the same event that evening. Of course, another shout-out to B-Swish and Swish Fam. One thing, at least they're a unit that's working together with whole different groups coming together to do something. So with that being said, be right back with you all shortly.
My city got no heart.
No heart.
He got no feelings. The bitches a lot of niggas. The bitches a lot of niggas. My city got no heart.
No heart.
My city got no feelings. The bitches a lot of niggas. The bitches a lot of niggas. My city got no heart. My city got no feelings, the bitches a lot of niggas, the bitches a lot of niggas. My city got no heart, my city got no feelings, the bitches a lot of niggas, the bitches a lot of niggas. I write with a black and red pen, cause of my skin, cause of my blood. Life in all sin, man, I swear, it ain't been no love. Grind to survive, bust love, to stay alive. Shit, real, my city, it has no heart, no feelings. Sick bitches, a lot of niggas, I'm just trying to live, nigga. Pointing a finger, naming names, instead of the case. Do the crime, then do the time, stand on ten toes. If you slept there, make your bed, cause my city has no heart, no feelings. Sick bitches, a lot of niggas, for real, a lot of bitch niggas. Faking to be real, man, I know some real niggas. D.O.C., real nigga. Yes. Chuck D., real nigga. Yes. Shizzle S.S., I swear they some real niggas. Mook House and Diddy fucking with me because they real niggas. Ain't a nigga never took no from me. You see me, you run. Castro, what's up, bruh? These niggas won't play. I don't play, only when it's gunplay. I got no heart, no feeling. Drug dealing, a lot of killing. Yes. Just pray for my victim, just handed down a sentence. Took it like a man, came back stronger than. Just me, nigga, fuck Tony, cause I'm big, nigga, cash, clay, nigga. Yeah. Where I'm from, ain't nothing but some reptiles. Get popped for showing up at pretrial. We some criminals, precisely individual. 38, bang loud.
crime, we some criminals. From sight to end of it, survive from the Yankee bang loud. Can't play like you ain't hit me. 38 bang loud. You niggas is phoning. I do my dirt by my lonely. Claiming that you know me. Don't know we never homie. I'm something like crazy. Rock a vibe, baby. Ain't seen him in weeks. He 6 feet deep. That's what I say, man. This shit for real, I don't play, man. Men do what they want, boys do what they can. Put it in the pen, let it drain. Talking about that fish, yeah, ain't talking about that cane. Smell kinda foul, but it won't leave a stain. Dirty red, the damn name. Ain't shit changed, the game will never change. The streets ain't the same, niggas, they fucking change, man. Fucked up the game plan, it's only one way. Raised on that damn ace, been to the cage, man. Little fella, cutthroat, stay strapped, stay hot. Maintain on your grind. Where I'm from, ain't nothing but some reptiles. Get popped for showing up at pre-trial. We some criminals, precise the individual. Wild 38, bang loud. Where I'm from, ain't nothing but some reptiles. Get popped for showing up at pre-trial. We some criminals, precise the individual. Wild 38, bang loud.
Now, that's a fast way to end the record. As a matter of fact, that was a premiere. And I just want to go out there and mention real fast that on June 29th, in three separate recordings between 11:17 p.m. and 11:21 p.m., there was a disturbance outside Eugene Miller's controversial residence at his Kelso Avenue home, where 100 youth may have been involved in a disturbance which may have included fights. And we have discussed his residency questions and all of that on past shows, so that's not the important thing to me. You may be able to find those on any of the past episodes on the Facebook page or what have you. Now, if there's a disturbance, I refuse to take up for anyone doing wrong. Anyone doing wrong. So if you act a fool, you're a fool. But we need to look at council people's reaction. You know, okay, refer to the people as sorry black kids out here acting a fool. Some people might say, well, that's in the heat of anger and let that go. All right, that's cool. I'm a Ward 10 resident myself, so all right. I've gone through some stuff in that area. But when the 911 operator tried to get info, which is normal procedure, Miller said, I don't give a damn if the conversation is being recorded. I'm sick of living over here, man. I'm just sick of living over here. And I'm a Cleveland City Councilman. Nobody should have to live through this, expletive, over here. I can't take this, expletive, no more. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Ooh, if it's that rough, and if I were representing the area, then maybe, just maybe, people should look and say, does he really have what it takes to represent me if he's basically sick of, you know, representing that area? Now, Jeff Johnson, who is a councilman and fighting for the redrawn and redistrict Ward 10, says Miller should be disciplined. And there's no reason whatsoever that you lose control. An apology is good, and I agree with Jeff Johnson on that. Apology is good. But Jeff says more needs to be done. Now, wait a minute. Don Bryant, activist who called our show last week and reminded us that Jeff Johnson hadn't apologized in 2.5 months. Since Jeff Johnson assaulted Don, he hit him, you know, the armrest area in front of a couple of hundred people at the Cleveland City Safety Meeting at the Glenville Rec Center because he had petitions to go to council people. That's right. Don Bryant had over 1,000 signatures that he wanted to give to the council people there, which was, of course, Councilman Conwell, who's the chair of safety of Cleveland, Assistant Chair Mike Polensic, and he wanted to present it over 137 shot travesty, asking city council to get involved in the recusal for stepping aside to at least do their job as public safety and put it out there, investigate the police officers, and at least take a look at possibly mentioning for Tim McGinney, who took money in his election campaign to become the Cuyahoga County prosecutor from, of course, the police union, which, of course, if that doesn't talk about some sort of, well, we'll just say a little bit of hypocritical thinking that you can be exactly fair when you have them who have campaigned for you and put money in your pockets, just something to think about. That's what the petition was for. Don Bryant was assaulted. Jeff Johnson says, hey, wait a minute. You should, like, look at your anger and everything like that. It's just like, that's not, you know, we'll just say a nice pot calling the kettle black, or for those who want to be, you know, modern day politically termed the polar bear calling the igloo white. Hey, it's just something to think about. I want to debut this track, last one for new tracks this week, from a brother by the name of D187. It's called Cash Money. I think it's talking about cash money. We'll see what he's talking about. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, 646-478-0944.
Keep it a hundred, rolling in cutties, we bunny, breaking down chickens and onions, bottles of rose in a bucket, fuck it, you love it, I'm stunting, hustling like Sanford and Bucket, chaining my watch worth your budget, say you a pimp, but you cuffing, got a mouth full of gold, say you flexing on the hoes, money spending on the hoes, throwing money on the flow, cause 40 bracelet, cause 40, that's 8 on the wrist. Yeah, rolling and smoking Cali, my pluggy from Oakland, living and skiing with bunnies, vodka and E in my tummy. Yeah, oh, you paying for them hoes, huh? I'm a proper rubber fan on them hoes, huh? I can make a money fan on the hoe, and I'm trapping boys 28 grams in a hoe,
bitches off up in here, I need some leg room. 10 bad bitches butt naked in the living room. The 25 freaks going ham in the swimming pool. And we ain't acting funny on them hoes, huh? We throwing cash money on them hoes, huh? I got the band so they taking off their clothes, huh? Now turn around and bust it open to my toes, huh?
And we popping rubber bands.
Real quick, I want to send out something upcoming to people who say, you know, some We don't hear enough conscious here and there, so I'm going to give them something. But before I do, I want to let people know that tomorrow, East 30th in Euclid, Board of Elections, come out and see how your government works, because at 9 a.m., it's the big heavyweight title fight. Ward 10, Eugene Miller, will he be disqualified from his Kelso Avenue address or 114th from the living thing? Well, or his living arrangements? Well, Brother Jeff Johnson is coming out swinging with both guns blazing, 9 a.m. That'll be very interesting. Of course, also scheduled to be at that hearing to speak, Ward 10 candidate Donald Walker Brown, as well as the fact that this Thursday at 12 noon, you know, last year, the black contractors were able to get a few hundred people who were concerned on City Hall steps because of jobs and new job bidding that the city of Cleveland put out there, but had no black workers out there, no minorities on the front lines. They had a few hundred people, and that was very, very powerful statement. I plan on joining those black contractors this coming Thursday, City Hall steps, 12 noon. That's East 6th and Lakeside. Come through. Let your voices be heard. Let's see if we can't get way more than last year. And with that being said, like I said, people say, you don't play enough this, you don't play enough that. May you enjoy the lyrics from this one, because this is definitely reality.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings. 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.